WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation at 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins or announcements for the net, please call
KJ4WZM, W4DJW with one announcement.
Announcement, Dave.
Thanks, Daniel, and thanks for calling the net tonight. And please check me in, negative and negative. And here's my announcement. I talked to Bonnie Martin, that is Robert Martin, AA4RM's wife, and she said that he was indeed placed on the ventilator last night, and they're treating him for severe lung infection. They need to get him to rest so that lungs can heal without struggling to breathe, and hopefully he'll be there short term. He tested negative for COVID, so this is not related to that. And she says, thank you for all your prayers. So continue on, double up if possible. Appreciate everybody and being concerned for Robert and praying for him and Bonnie as they go through the struggle of their life. W4DJW back to KJ4WZM and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Announcement, Dave. Hate to hear that news, but I hope that he turns the corner soon. Was not aware that he had been dealing with some health difficulties, and I hope that he's able to turn the corner soon. We'll be praying for him. Alrighty, are there any other announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KJ4WZM or net control. I hear any. I got you checked in, Dave. Negative and negative. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and recognize my pre-net check-ins. I got W4FCM, that's Fred and Traveler's Rest, and 4IEI, Isla and Traveler's Rest. KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. KN4RJN, John on Brown Summit. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. And K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. I'd like to go ahead and ask for any first-time check-ins or anyone who just got their license or upgraded their license. If this category describes you, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Right, we'll go ahead and begin the normal roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, signal your intent to remain on the net for the ride to portion. I'm going to call for Echolink stations first. Echolink stations, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echolink, Liberty, in and out.
KJ4WNP, that is Landon and Liberty. Got you marked as in and out, Landon. Have a good night, thanks for checking in. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to go ahead and start with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with a 7 over call beginning U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Roll KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. WZM. Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is KA5WLL again. Also check in Johnny, WD4DYH, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
Please check in out of order. This is in 0TR, that's November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, I'm mobile. Got a little ways to go yet, so I'm out of order. Please excuse that, and good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
For KFU in Simpsonville. Also check in KF4 SCM Janice in Simpsonville. We're negative and negative.
Recognize. KA5 WLL Leroy and Taylor's. WD4DYH Johnny and Traveler's Rest. KB4ZVM Dan and Greer. And 0TR. Tom, mobile towards Greer. Be safe out there on the mobile, Tom. Hope you have a good one. K4WFU, that is Ken, and KF4SEM, that is Janice. Ken, I just wanted to let you know I basically grew up on the same street that you live on. I just looked you up on QRZ because I didn't recognize your call. I don't normally do that with first-time calls. I grew up on Pine Lane right below y'all. There's a grass triangle down there. You go all the way down to the bottom of the grass triangle and turn right. That's the house that I grew up in. So you're real close to where I grew up.
Yeah, I've been here 10, 15 years, I guess. I used to live here at the tavern. Was real active on the radio then, and I just got this handheld from a friend of mine, and thought I'd check in on the net.
Pretty cool. I looked you up and seen the address. I was like, I know exactly where that is. That's pretty neat. We got your mail once or twice before because my house number was 108 Pine Lane. Pretty neat. Small world. Alrighty, any other stations? Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Up to Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. Evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all at Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative. 73, you and everyone on the net.
NCM. You'll please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we are in Pickens. Negative and negative, and good evening to all.
KJ4WZM. Long time. Check in KD4DRA. I'm Rick, and also my wife, KD4NDC. That's Diane. We're in Simpsonville, and you probably rode a bicycle on all of those streets over there, if I remember correctly. 73 all.
That is KK4DMW. That is Rick. KK4ONO, Lorena, and KM4MLQ, Michelle. They're all at home Piedmont tonight. Next up, I've got K1CJW. That is Roland and Pickens. And then some good friends of mine, KD4DRA, that is Rick, and his wife, KD4NDC, Diane. And yes, Rick, I rode my bicycle all over Simpsonville. Since then, I've ridden it all the way up to Asheville, North Carolina, down to Greenwood, South Carolina. My brother's got me beat. I got him into bicycle riding, and he rode his bike all the way from Cherrydale down to Hilton Head Island in one day. And I don't even know what to say about that. I think he did the trip in 11 hours. That's really fast. That's way farther than I've gone before. Hey, Rick, wanted to let you know I got my CDL and now I drive semis and stuff. I know that's new news to you, but I figured I'd go ahead and let you know about that.
Good to hear. I used to drive 18-wheeler myself. I don't know if you know that. And, well, congratulations. You're going to make $1 million this year if everything goes right. We'll talk to you later and look forward to talking to you again sometime, maybe by phone. KD4DRA.
All to catch up with you at some point. Give me 1 second, Rick. I no longer have your phone number. Would you like to have mine?
Yeah, I got a pen.
Copy 864-559-3456. I'd love to hear from you. I got some pictures to show you.
559-3456. I don't know if I can read my writing or not. I wrote it pretty fast. 559-3456.
Correct. Got it.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow sometime. Talk to you later. Good to hear you. KD4DRA.
No problem. Talk to you tomorrow. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
WZM. Neil, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
Hello. Ryan here. Please check in. Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta. In Greer, I will be in and out this evening. Over.
Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. Name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
With Kilo, November 4th. Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Big Kevin. I'm over here mobile and fountain in. I'll be negative and negative, 73 is you, everybody on net. Hope everybody's doing well, and tonight it's supposed to be cold, so everybody keep the heat on.
KI4DOS, that is Gary. He brings along with him his wife, Joy, K3JY, his pretty little bride, Joy. let me get that straight, Gary. next up, I've got KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. KK4JD, Joe and Greer, W4WOZ, Rod in the Land of Waz, Connesty, and KN4UBG, Kevin in Fountain Inn. And I tell you what, Kevin, you mentioned it being cold. Man, I woke up this morning, it was 27 degrees outside and everything was covered in frost. Oof. And I was not expecting that. It kind of sort of caught me by surprise. I woke up, went outside, and I was like, oop, nope. Too cold. But I went to work anyway, so. Too bad for me. I had to deal with it all day. Alrighty, any stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4DLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
FKM4BLH, that is Kurt in Greenville. Thanks for checking with me, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. We'll go ahead now to E-H, Echo Through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you.
4WZM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, and I'll be negative negative tonight, Daniel. Good to hear you.
Again, KK4FFV, Dale in Mooresboro, North Carolina.
check me in and out, please? Real quick, can I verify your call real quick using phonetics before I go ahead and move on with this? I've got Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Zulu, is that correct?
Net Control, thank you for calling the net.
This is KJ4 WZM Net Control. I'd like to recognize the following stations. Trying to remember who I have not recognized here. I'd like to recognize KO4HKX, Patrick and Penrose, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and KK4FFZ, Dale and Mooresboro. Any other stations, Ether-H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. And just check me in and out, please.
Nice. WB4FEE, Dan in northern Simpsonville. I'll go ahead and move up to I3L this time. Stations with the suffix of your call, I3L, India, Sri Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Kilo 4, Julianne, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, and saying 73s for each one of you.
Net Control. Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo, K4, KAE. This is Alice in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone on the net.
4WZM. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4 JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. Check me negative and negative, 73.
4WZM. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Foxtrot, Sierra. I'll be in and out.
Call. Name and location.
So sorry, this is Tommy in Greenville.
KK4JF. Oh, that is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. K4KAE, Alice in Taylor's. KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. KK4JBQ, Larry and his wife Donna. KC4MFK, they are at home in Greer. KO4KFS, Tommy in Greenville. Any other stations? India through Lima. I3L, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Mr. P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna, and we'll be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net.
Net Control. Checking in, please check in Kilo Julia 4, Uniform. Uniform Alpha Uniform. That's KJ4 UAU. My name is Arthur. I'm in Greenwood, and I'll be short time.
To recognize KO4 NNH, Fred Mobile and Piedmont. K4 LIM, Walt and Inman. KO4 NUE, Chad and his wife Anna. KO4 RYP, there in Campobello. And KJ4 UAU, Arthur in Greenwood. Haven't heard you on here in a long time, Arthur. Thanks for checking in. I hope you're doing well. Got you marked down as short time, secure at your leisure. Any other stations, MS or P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Treatment Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net Control.
WZM. Ken Kilo, November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey. Ken from Greer, currently mobile in Greenville.
FKN4TFW, that is Ken, mobile in Greenville, headed back towards Greer. You be safe out there on the mobile. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up to the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. So please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. My name is Juan. Mobile and Gremio, no traffic, no comment, but just listen. 73.
WA4KC. That is Juan, Mobile and Gremio. Be careful out there. On the mobile. Any other last stations before going over to Rag 2? A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Kilo India 4, Whiskey Hotel Golf. My name's Joey. I'm in Winston, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
That's KF4WHG. That is Joey in Williamson. And at this time, hold on 1 second. WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with their thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. First up tonight I have K4LIM, that is Walt and Emin. How are you doing, Walt?
They're doing all right till I woke up this morning. My daughter was on the way to work and she was over there on 85 South, gonna get off on 290, and said her truck, the RPM's just revved up on it, no noise or nothing, and it just quit pulling. She had to get a tow truck to pull it all the way from Duncan back up here to Lake Bowen. And she just had that transmission put in just a little over a year ago. So the warranty's out on it now. And boy, it's going to put a strain on me. I'm going to have to start getting up about 5 o'clock in the morning or 5:30. Take her all the way down next to the Barnyard Flea Market to work. Come back and go to New Prospect, take my grandson to school. Then go back at 2 o'clock, pick him up at school. Come back home and leave here at about 4:30. She gets off at 5:30. Then I'll way back home. Yeah, I don't know how long my old truck can handle all that traveling. And all that happened right here at Christmas time. And her just starting to work, but she said, "Don't worry about it, Daddy. We'll make it." She, I ain't ready for getting up that early in the morning. Other than that, I've been doing all right, Daniel. How about yourself?
Complain? my life's going a lot better than that. I'll tell you what.
You're driving about as much as I drive for work each day, pretty much. Good grief. That's some serious miles right there, all that running around. That's not a joke. I hope you're up to all that. That's a good bit of driving right there. And for me, I've started putting my vehicle back together. It's not completely put back 100% yet. Tomorrow I'm going to order all 7 universal joints for my vehicle. I have 3 universal joints on the front axle. They're actual universal joints, not CVs. I've got left side, right side, and it's a jointed axle in the front. So I have one universal joint dead center in the axle, and then I have one at the transfer case at the front of it, and one at the rear of the differential in the front. So that is 5 for the front drivetrain, and then for the back, I have one at the transfer case and one at the rear differential. So that's a total of 7, and I'm going to go ahead and order all those tomorrow and get them shipped in here, and hopefully in a couple weeks or so, I'll have my vehicle all put back together. I've already replaced all my bushings, so all my ball joints and bushings are replaced, and I'm getting ready to put everything back together. As far as my suspension goes, I bought a lift kit for it, so I took my entire suspension, everything, out from underneath the vehicle, and I'm reassembling it now. So it's a lot of work, but it'll be nice when it's done, and after that I get to go spend some serious money on some tires and stuff. Whew. Good grief. But at least my project will finally be mostly done at that point, leaving just cosmetics. Gonna still do the headliner, carpet, and seats on the inside, and then repaint it on the outside, and then I'm pretty much done with it. I'm gonna make myself some custom front and rear bumpers, but that's not very significant compared to everything else that I've done, so I'm closing in on the end of my project now, and it's been several years in the making. The worst of it's now behind me, so I'm on my home stretch on that. And it was cold this morning. I got on my motorcycle and rode my little tail to work and about froze. I've got the proper gear and everything except for gloves. I ordered some gloves in, so my fingertips were so cold when I got to work this morning. I got hand warmers. I put them inside my gloves, and I'm good except for my fingertips. But I tell you what, if your fingertips are cold or your ears are cold, the whole rest of you feels cold too.
I traded my car for that thing in February, and we had about 7 inches of snow on the ground. And I had to ride that thing from Greer all the way to Spartanburg to work. And I couldn't run fast on account of the ice on the road, but I had some Harley riding gloves that came all the way up to your elbow. And everywhere there was a stitch in that glove, air's coming in. I know what you mean. I pull over on the side of the road and stick my hands back there at the muffler, or either put them on the head. It's terrible riding a bike in the wintertime. You talk about getting tires to go on your truck. My daughter just paid $1,400 for new tires and wheels to go on this truck. They've been on it about a month now, and now the transmission's out of it.
Replaced my transmission, and I just rebuilt my engine, so I don't really foresee that happening to me at all. I'm changing my differential gearing to match my ground speed to engine RPMs the same as stock. So all it's going to do is increase the torque output on my universal joints, which is why I'm replacing all of them to all be brand new. So I'm really hoping that I have alleviated all of my future concerns as far as that goes. I should be good for about 100,000 miles before I need anything besides brake pads and rotors. Fingers crossed, you know. It's been a long process. As far
like the gloves that I wear, I have a pair of bicycle riding gloves, winter bicycle riding gloves, and they're okay, but they're just not designed, they're designed for 20 miles per hour at 32 degrees. They're not designed for 60 miles per hour at 27 degrees. So there's a little bit of a difference there. But I ordered me some skiing gloves for use in high elevations and very, very cold temperatures and high winds. They're what skiers use for skiing down mountains at better than 60 miles an hour, so I'm really hoping that they do me pretty decently for my motorcycle riding. They're not motorcycle gloves, but it's hard to find motorcycle gloves designed for the cold other than heated gloves, and that's the other option that I have, but I'm going to try these out first, and if they just don't cut it, then I'm going to get me some heated gloves. But I found some mixed reviews. Some people say they're really good, and some people say they barely work, so I'll try to figure that out. I just know that I'm terrible at trying to keep batteries charged, so I was avoiding getting battery-operated gloves in case I just forgot to charge them or whatever. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm next in line to spend about $1,400 or $2,000 on tires. I need to buy at least 33-inch tires for my lift kit. It's either going to be 33-inch or 35s, and I don't want to go 35s. I'm going to try to stick with 33s for now. They're cheaper.
Yeah, through transmission. It hasn't been slipping, and I checked the fluid in it. It's full of fluid. And she's got a guy coming over tomorrow. It's a shade tree mechanic. He's going to charge her $100 to come over and look at it. He said there was something on the shifter that can cause it just to quit pulling. But it won't go in reverse. It won't go in nothing. And it hasn't been making no noise or anything. She's on her way to work, and it just almost quit pulling.
Sounds like possibly it could be a solenoid, because everything now is solenoid operated instead of hydraulically.
68 Mach 1 Mustang that done that, and I might well tell the truth. I had my girlfriend in the Mustang with me, and I was taking her mother somewhere, and I was going to show her how that thing would run. I rocked down on it and lit the back tires up, and it shifted in the second, and it sounded like somebody hit the bottom of the Mustang with a sledgehammer, and it quit pulling. I had the thing towed back home. I went and bought a used transmission, put it in there, same thing, pulled it out, went and got another used transmission. It was the same thing with it, but I was using the same torque converter that I had to pull out the old transmission and using it. All it was the whole time was above the torque converter up in the thing. K4OIM4ID.
Pretty crazy. Hey, one second here, Richard. Do you want me to check in?
Please do that. Sounds like you've been real busy with the big bourbon.
Me and Nathan mixed up. This is actually Daniel. Nathan's got a Suburban. You're right about that. This is Daniel with a Ford Explorer. Me and Nathan have a long history of doing Ford versus Chevy. It's pretty funny because as long as me and him have been licensed, people have always been mixing us up. It's going on for 11 years now. So don't feel funny about that. But this is Daniel, not Nathan. But he's always doing the same thing with the Suburban, always working on it. Something's always needing to be fixed, or he's upgrading something. He stays pretty busy with it. Where are you at tonight? Easily?
I'm at the QTH Slap Town. Sorry about that, Daniel. It's been a while since I've been on the radio, and it's definitely been a while since I've heard you, but yeah, I've got a brother-in-law that's got a shop over in Conesty, and he's a big Ford man. He's got a Ford Bronco. He's going
getting ready to swap it over from gas to diesel, put a F-250 drivetrain under it.
A really great idea. I have two Ford Explorers, actually, and one of them I've been using as a parts vehicle, but I'm thinking about completely redoing that one 100%, taking the body and making something else for it. It'll be diesel when it's done, but I haven't decided which diesel and what chassis to use, or if I want to make my own frame or use one from a different vehicle and start from the ground up. I'm in the thinking stages right now. I haven't even built myself a plan yet. I'm weighing my options, but I want the vehicle to be much, much heavier duty than what it is and weigh about twice what it does. It'll probably get terrible fuel mileage, but I'm going to use it for difficult tasks. And it'll look like an Explorer, kind of, sort of, but it's not going to be anything Explorer at all other than just the body. So, kind of different concept on it.
How much mileage you can get out of those diesels, because they're all about torque. They don't necessarily have a lot of horsepower, but they're all about torque, and that's why they use them on the heavy trucks, because they torque does the work.
Sure. The company that I used to work for, I worked for a company called Greenco Beverage, and they did beer and soda and stuff. They have these little sprinter vans that they use, and those things get 20 to 24 miles to the gallon. And this is a 9-foot-tall van that weighs a ridiculous amount of weight. And they have a payload of about, you can put about 4,000, 4,500 pounds inside these things. That's besides the weight of the vehicle. That's how much you can put in them. And they still got really good fuel mileage. They pull really good. They stop pretty good for the most part, other than when they're completely loaded. And I've been, I looked on the website of the company that makes these. It's a Mercedes Sprinter. It's a V6 engine that they use, and they have a four-wheel drivetrain. And I have had the thought of trying to talk to them or finding a wrecked one that's four-wheel drive, getting me a four-wheel drive chassis and modifying it to fit my needs, because the V6 engine is small, gets really good fuel mileage, and puts out really good torque. The 0 to 60 time on those vans is ridiculous. I'd say it's around 7 or 8 seconds, honestly. They're quick, real quick. And with a vehicle half the weight and half the height, I bet I could get really good fuel mileage out of it, and as well as very good performance.
For something that was four-wheel drive already and diesel, but a lot of people take the 4BT Cummins and put it in vehicles, and I've heard of people getting 25 miles a gallon in a 3500 Chevrolet truck, and all they did was change the engine. They didn't change the transmission or anything else, just change the engine and put the little four-cylinder diesel for 3.9 diesel in, and was able to get that kind of mileage out of it and still run highway speeds and tow.
So I'm thinking about doing something really similar to that. That 4BT is a pretty good engine. That's the other engine that I was considering, was getting a 4BT Cummins and putting that in there. Definitely thinking about that. Just trying to weigh my options right now and not really certain which way I'm going to go on everything. But that's the direction I'm thinking. It's still going to be a while. But once this project's done, that'll be up next.
Well, if you go with something that has mechanical injection, you can always run alternative fuels, whether it's waste oil, cooking oil, or waste motor oil after it's been filtered.
That's another good idea. That 4BT would do it, but the brand new Mercedes would not. As far as I know, it wouldn't. So that's another good reason to go with the 4BT. I'm pretty sure you can do that with that one. Smell like French fries going on down the road. I like that. I got you checked in, though, Richard. You are check-in number 49. Thanks for hopping in and saying hi for a couple minutes.
If you find an old, say, 85 or older Mercedes sedan, they make a 5-cylinder, a 4-cylinder, I don't know if they made a six cylinder, but I know they made a five and a four cylinder diesel in their cars, sedans, and their mechanical injection. That's what one of the first guys that did the waste oils did, was used one of those, and you might consider that. KK4FTU, I'm gone.
Don't worry about that at all. Thanks for hopping in there, and I really appreciate it. I got you checked in, Richard, and thank you for saying hi. I guess I'll holler at you later on down the log. Appreciate hopping in for comments. KK4FTU, KJ4WZM.
What? Yeah, but I done took my medicine, Daniel, and I gotta get my flashlight and wander back up to the house before I go to sleep sitting here. I enjoyed talking to you, and look forward to next Friday if you're not able to check in with me Tuesday night. I'll say 7-3, but I'll stick around for your final. Daniel, you gotta get one more check-in. They'll have to go to Gary to get their door prize. So I'll say 7-3, Daniel. KJ4WZM, K4OIM.
I'll take gear and get you some good rest this weekend. It sounds like you'll definitely need it next week for sure. And I'm sorry I haven't been checking in much on Tuesday nights. I'm going to try to check in this Tuesday night. Usually I'm asleep before net time even starts. I'll try to work on that. I've just been getting up early for work and going to bed as soon as I get home. So I'll go ahead and let you go and let you get some good sleep. But thanks for sticking around for comments. K4LIM, KJ4WZM. 73's T, and I'll go ahead and check for more check-ins. This is KJ4WZM Net Control. Looking for any additional check-ins, or if I've missed anyone for comments, please call KJ4WZM.
Control, this is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, halfway between Brevard and Rockland.
WCU, please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW Richard Grable, no traffic, no round table.
Hi, it's WD4RO, and I'm sorry, I missed your name. I got your location. It's not far from Brevard, so it's not like you're in the North Carolina mountains, but I did miss your name. Would you want to come back with that one more time?
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. First time I've been on the net. Just checking out a new antenna. I haven't been on the air for quite a while. Someone from Missionville came up with an antenna for me. Got it up a couple days ago and trying it out.
I'd say you're making the repeater at least. I do appreciate you checking in, and you got some white noise on you, but thank you for being a first-time check-in on this net. I definitely appreciate it, and we have this net every day of the year at 9 p.m., so if you would like to check in and become a regular, we would love to welcome you to the net. That would be great. I pulled up your QRZ. Is your name Edward? I didn't catch it at first.
I go by Ed. I just went from 5 watts to 45 watts. Does that make my signal better?
Good. Yep, much better. Thank you. And I got you checked in. I do appreciate it. Also, that would like to recognize K4ROW. That is Richard in Greenville. Any other stations? If I missed anyone for check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Please check in KO4RTG. That's Tommy up in Marion, and I just be in and out.
That's KO4RTG. That is Tommy in Marion. And with that, it sounds like that does it for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I have 52 check-ins. So if y'all well, bear with me 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and type up my net report. For WZM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody, and good night.
4NUE KI 4DOS. Clear.